It may seem at times that lawyers have become the fourth branch of government. Since Watergate, the Clinton-Lewinsky investigation, Enron, and now the busy court dockets prompted by the Trump administration, lawyers are often front and center in government and politics. On Monday, President Trump's personal lawyer Michael Cohen was in court trying to keep investigators from looking at the materials they gathered during the recent raids at his home, his office, and hotel room. For more on the legal ethics in the time of Trump, I spoke with Ray Brescia, an Albany Law School professor who has taught legal ethics and has guided lawyers on their ethical responsibilities.
Certainly people are saying we are in a constitutional crisis, we are hurtling towards a constitutional crisis. Whatever your perspective is, it's appropriate, again, to ask where are the lawyers, and it's pretty obvious that the lawyers are everywhere. And I think so we've seen this in snippets. You know, we've seen this sort of situation before. Whether it's more like Watergate, whether it's more like Enron, whether it's a mix of all of them, because there seems to be a intersection of business, legal, and government practices. So we've seen these sorts of situations before. It may be the first time that we've seen them all kind of come together.
Can legal ethics and partisan politics coexist together, or should they be anywhere near each other?
Well, lawyering is not supposed to be a blood sport, and it's famously been said that politics is war by other means, right? And the question here is, you know, lawyers are not supposed to be to take those sorts of approaches, the no holds barred approach, you can have sharp elbows, but at the end of the day, you are both a zealous advocate, but also an officer of the court. And there are restrictions on what lawyers can and can't do. And one of the main restrictions on what lawyers can't do is that they are not supposed to break the law on behalf of a client. And I'm not saying that we know whether any laws have been broken just yet, but from indications are, from what we can tell, at least one judge believes that there's probable cause that Michael Cohen has broken the law, or that some laws have been broken and Michael Cohen is in some way implicated in that. So we have, we regard the lawyer-client relationship, and this is something that the president has said, that the attorney-client relationship has been violated here, but that relationship is not unbounded. It is not unlimited. And the lawyer is not supposed to break the law in service of a client. And if the communications, if there were communications between the president and Michael Cohen that were in furtherance of a crime or a fraud, those communications are not protected by the attorney-client relationship. So, you know, there are limits on what a lawyer can do on behalf of his or her client, and certainly breaking the law on behalf of a client is not permitted.
Is there any difference between what we call hush funds, hush money, or non-disclosure agreements? Hush funds sounds unethical. Non-disclosure agreements sound legal.
Well, it depends. You know, the question, if we start talking about hush funds, hush money, there's, you know, in some ways that really implicates both parties, right? Because it suggests that there may have been some extortion involved, right, from the person receiving the funds. The bigger issue with respect to whether there was some pay, I mean, there clearly was some payment. What it was for, we don't know. Although, you know, the contract is out there, although it was supposed to be subject to a non-disclosure agreement, it is out there. The question is not whether this was hush money, whether this was a non-disclosure, you know, agreement. That's not the issue here that's got Mr. Cohen in hot water. The issue here is whether or not Mr. Cohen made an unlawful contribution, in effect, to the Trump campaign for, you know, in furtherance of the campaign's goals. So was it a violation of federal campaign finance law? That's the issue here, at least one of the main issues here. So, you know, putting aside the tawdry elements of it, if Michael Cohen, taken at his word that he took this action, to protect his client, there's certainly serious questions raised as to whether there was a violation of the law. And if there was a violation of the law, then Mr. Cohen, it would be in hot water in terms of his professional responsibilities. Because, again, going back to what we said earlier, a lawyer can't break the law on behalf of a client. Now, there are other issues with respect to legal ethics that go to this issue of the money that was paid out on behalf of Mr. Trump, apparently on behalf of Mr. Trump, is that lawyers aren't supposed to give make financial contributions to their clients. A lawyer is not supposed to give financial aid to his or her client, and that seems to be quite possibly how we could characterize this, putting aside whether there was some violation of campaign finance laws. A lawyer generally is not supposed to give a financial contribution or make a financial contribution on behalf of a client.
Ray Breschup is a professor of law at Albany Law School. He has taught courses on legal ethics and has guided lawyers on ethical responsibilities.